Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Charleston, South Carolina, May 26th and Nashville, June 30th. Tickets are still available for both. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Aaron Glover calling from sunny Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, how beautiful Atlanta. How are things there?
Oh, it's pretty nice. We just had finals at Georgia Tech, so very peaceful.
Oh, really? Are you there? Are you a student there?
I am. I'm studying for my MBA.
Oh, really? So you're going to go into business. What are you going to do with that degree? What do you want to do?
Not crash the economy.
All right, that would be good. You might be the first with that ambition, as far as I know. Aaron, welcome to the show. Carl, of course, is going to now perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, and you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Sure am.
Here's your first limerick.
At your suit, Hindi soldiers, they thrust cash. Hairy lips show we're manly, not just brash. To show that we're brave, we're paid not to shave. Extra cash for a big curly
mustache.
Right! A police chief in India believes police with mustaches get more respect. In law enforcement, that's known as the Magnum PI theory. So he's paying his cops to grow stashes. While the public reaction to the mustachioed force has been positive, they're reporting a 10,000% increase in incidents of police officers being mistaken for strippers dressed as police officers.
It has to be a particular kind of mustache. It can't be like a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, it can't be a hipster curly Q.
Right,
yeah.
Or like
a manly mustache.
Yeah, not like a Snidely Whiplash. Or
like a...
I like Snidely Whiplash, but that's then you'd think he's a bad guy, not a good cop.
He'd be a good guy mustache. All right. Here is your next limerick.
My companion is whom you have met. Don't demean him or he'll start to fret. He is small, soft, and furry, but he'll start to worry if you merely call him my...
Pet.
Yes, pet. Just because your pets have no idea what you're saying doesn't mean you should continue to offensively refer to them as pets. Animal rights advocates now say pets are from now on to be called animal companions, and you are their, quote, human carers. Get it right. But why stop there? If we're going to be really sensitive about this, we should start referring to dog walks as conjoined strolls. Peter, leashes as obedience scarves.
I want my country back.
I know.
I want my country back.
Clearly.
Man. What's going on here?
But animal companion is very 1950s. Shouldn't it be animal partner?
Yep. Yep.
All right, here is your last limit.
We monkeys are forced to conclude that the way you mix flavors is crude. It's got bland mouth appeal, and the plating's surreal. We're refined when we talk about...
food?
Yes, food. When you think of a hairy ape savoring its food, you think of Mario Batali, not actual apes. But a team of Scottish biologists has found that bonobos, those are related to the chimpanzee, they have a set of sounds devoted solely to reviewing food. Low-pitch yelps means, oh, mundane, why bring this unimaginative morsel to my mouth? It's a waste of opposable thumbs. A high-pitched bark, though, well, that's a 4-star review on Ape Yelp.
I was trying to think of some sort of simian that rhymes with zagat or something like that.
So bonobos are the ones with the big schnauzers, right?
Actually, bonobos.
Yeah, well, how about this? This sauce is a little too orangutangy.
There you go. Carl, how did Aaron do on our quiz?
Aaron, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Well done. Yes. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Took another bite.